How about, all right, I'll do an intro. I'll tie all of this in.
Cellulite day. Oh my goodness.
I'll tie all of it in. Don't worry. I got you.
Shrink day.
Oh my God. Sian.
Yes.
Happy National Cheese Pizza Day. Happy National Be Late for Something Day. Happy Be Freddy for a Day Day.
Happy Cheese Pizza Day. Happy Be Late for Something Day. Happy Dresses Freddy Day. You too, Melanie.
Now, admittedly, we just recapped Canada and we did do Be Freddy for a Day Day. But I'll repeat myself. That's all right. But I specifically wanted to point out National Cheese Pizza Day because Sean hates cheese.
Yeah.
He's fucked. He hates cheese.
Didn't hate cheese pizza growing up, though. But that was like one of the only exceptions.
Hates cheese. Who is this fuckwit?
But yeah, now I'd have a cheese pizza and be like, I don't want it.
Also, National Be Late for Something Day. I feel like this is Sean every day. Sean's always late.
Yeah.
I still remember when I got engaged. When was it? It was on the 21st of September because it was my cat's birthday. Yes. We had the bridal party come over and we just had pizza. So I totally forgot that Sean hates cheese. Whoops. We just had pizza and... Was that it? Yeah. We had the bridal party come over mainly just so in case anybody didn't know anybody, they could like meet each other, but also just to chat about just like, you know, budgets for suits and things like that. Because we weren't going to pay for the suits and, you know, just an overall catch up. And I remember the first person who arrived was Sean. I was like, oh my God, Sean, you're first. You're actually on time. And you know, when he turned to me and said, he goes, this is your wedding gift. And I was like, cool, this is gonna be a fucking cracker.
I mean, I wasn't late to the wedding, but
well,
I mean,
no, we stayed there the night before, so you'd hope not.
I was there, so. It's a bit hard to be late then. Yeah, it's a bit hard to be late when you arrive the night before and stay at the hotel.
Yeah. And your perfect timing on that day.
Plus, if you sleep in too far, someone can just knock on your door.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Oh, you absolutely needed to be on time because you opened the bloody ceremony.
Yeah, that's true.
You bloody started the event.
I have responsibility.
Yeah, you actually probably, arguably, had the biggest response. Actually, yeah. Shit, talk about pressure. You had the biggest responsibility on that day.
I had to walk London.
Yeah, but you know what? London had $5,000 worth of rings.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen all these, like, wedding people being like, if you've got your pet in a wedding ceremony as ring bearer, don't actually have them walk down with the rings. Just have it look like they do. And I was like, I trust my dog that eats cat shit and raids the bin and all these other things when I have turned my back. Yeah. I trust her walking down with a rose gold wedder and another rose gold wedder with rubies and diamonds and emeralds and garnets. Is that it? Ruby, emerald, garnet, amethyst. Yep, I trust her to do that.
Yeah. But also, you had a dog trainer, like, waiting with London.
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, a lot of that responsibility was on the dog trainer too.
So. But mainly you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, though, all I did was walk. The dog trainer was like, do this.
Yeah.
And then I attempted to, but wasn't very successful.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then she took London the moment we were down there, so.
Yeah. Can I think it'd be nice. I was thinking about this the other day. It'd be Be nice if we do like shout outs to local businesses that we believe in.
Yeah.
And because down under. And I will take this as an opportunity, if that is okay with Sian, to give a shout out to this bloody woman. So Claire was working with Pets as Guests. If anyone's getting married in Australia, in New South Wales anyway, and they want their pet in their wedding, whether it's a ring bearer or they just want them for photos or, whatever, Pets as Guests is the place to go. It's owned by a woman by the name of Shelley, who has a trillion years in working with animals that are like, in commercials. I think she's done there's another TV show, and I'm so sorry. There's a show on at the moment, or it was on last year. I actually can't remember, with lots of dogs in it. It was like a dog grooming show, I think. Shelley's actually the person, the lady behind it, that's having like that, trains all the dogs and stuff. But if you find them, Pets as Guests, Shelley was unfortunately unable to actually be there on the day because we had flooding on the day. And she's based in the Hawkesbury, and she was surrounded by floods and stuff. But then she recruited Claire, who Sean is talking about, who actually, what did Claire do, mate? She actually, didn't she coach you on how to get London to walk in a straight line?
Yeah, she gave me advice about like how to hold the lead, I think, and like in a way that would like get her to settle kind of thing. I forget what she'd said. It probably went straight out of my head the moment I walked down, or I think I might have tried it a little bit, but I think I was like preoccupied on like walking at the same time as being, yeah,
But
the
actually, in
whole
my
thing.
wedding video,
But
you can
yeah.
see, yeah, because in my wedding video, what happened? Sean walked down with London first. So London was leading the charge with the rings. But you can actually see in a little snippet of the wedding, of my wedding video, Claire's along the side, and London actually goes to go off course for a sec. And then Claire literally gave London a cue to get her to walk back on track. And there are so many amazing photos of London just at our wedding where she's gotten her, where Claire's gotten her to pose in. So my dog, look, my dog is not an idiot, but all she knows is sit and stay. Oh no, she sits, sit, stop, stay, don't eat cat food. That's it. But these photos are nuts. We've got photos of her looking over at mountains, and just it's insane. It's absolutely insane. So if anyone wants to have their dog in their wedding or just any event, Pets as Guests. Well, not just get, like, they've had bunny rabbits, they've done horses, they've done cats, they've done the whole menagerie of pets. And the other business I would like to shout out to before we get into bloody drag race is Canine Instinct AU, which I believe Claire also works for. She may actually be the owner as well, but that's like a dog training. She's like trained police dogs. Actually, the day that we got married, Sean will remember this. Claire actually sent me a text message because she picked up London in the morning. London went over to her house for an hour or so, and there's a photo of London with a Great Dane and a pug.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Claire has like seven dogs or something. She's got a Great Dane, two boxers, a French bulldog, a pug. I think she's got a Malinois as well. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, check out those businesses, please, if you're in New South Wales and you love dogs and stuff.
Yeah, dogs are great. One of the house, actually, one of the disability houses I work at, like, there's always a lot of the staff bring dogs in, actually, and it's really great. And I
Dogs
love
are
it.
amazing for your mental health. Look, I love
Dogs are very
animals
good.
as a rule.
Dogs are really good for therapy. We've talked
Yeah.
about it at the house too, and I've been like, we've found like the only houses that really have like therapy animals tend to have like a therapy cat. And I mean, I love cats. Don't get it wrong. Obviously, I love them. I've always had them. But I'm like, dogs are less selective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I
Yeah,
think
that's the
I
best way to put it. Like, dogs are less
yeah.
picky about who they love.
Yeah, cats are very specific, and I've known a
They're
lot of
picky.
people. Like, actually, I'm very proud of this. So I've had so many people come over to our house and they go, "Look, I don't like cats generally, but I love your cat." But in saying that, I've got a rag doll. So and she just loves being around me and people and stuff. So
Yeah.
rag dolls are a bit of an exception because they're just renowned for just being lovely. Dogs are really special. I've lived with cats on and off my whole life, but there is something about when you make a connection with a dog, it sounds really, this sounds really lame, but there is something so magical about it. It is. They are so magical. Like, I come home and, like, London always, like, Beth will, like, my cat will always run to the door and follow me around and stuff. But I could leave a room for 5 minutes and come back, and London's response is like, I've been gone for 10 years. She's truly just magical.
I feel like it's just dogs just adore you. They're like,
Yeah.
it's just sort of, yeah.
Yeah. That is the definition of unconditional love right there. The love
Yeah.
of a dog for its human. Just, like, I still remember on the wedding day, and that was so important to have London there more than anyone, to be honest. Like, because, and it was funny, I didn't actually cry until I saw London, and then I was just a mess. And I'm like, dude, I saw you yesterday afternoon. But yeah, before we get into the episode, please, canine instinct if you need training. Pets as guests, if you've got a pet and you want to get hitched or whatever, the best. Good on you, Claire and Shell. All right, now, oh, and also, just for anyone, be Freddy for a day. Day is the 5th of September. I'm not going to harp on about it because we talked about it in Canada. If anything, just head over to bloody Canada and listen to what that's all about. But pretty much, dress as Freddie for a day day, or be Freddie for a day day, is held on Freddie Mercury's birthday, which is the 5th of September, and is the day that you dress up as Freddie Mercury, pay homage to him, and you raise money for AIDS awareness, and it gets contributed to the Mercury Phoenix Foundation. Did I sum that up all right?
Yeah, that was a good summary.
Sweet. If you want to listen to what Freddie looks we would have done if we had been more prepared, head over and listen to the latest episode of Canada's Drag Race, which will probably drop around about the same time as the Drag Race Down Under one. Does
Yeah.
that sound good?
Also, not that we celebrated it because we can't, because we're not in America. But if you are in America, don't wear white pants. I'll just say, because it's
Yeah,
Labor
Labor
Day.
Day.
Yeah, it's really important.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's get down under, shall we?
Yeah, Down Under episode 6.
Yes, that's the one. Good on you. We open the episode. Everyone is very sad that Yuri is gone. They raise a
Yeah.
point where they were like, Yuri's always been treated like a bit of a loser, but this competition's shown that she's absolutely not a loser. And I fucking agree, Sean, do you?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, she will be missed. I really wanted to see her longer.
Yeah, she was really good.
We get into some dark territory when we are in, when we get into the next day in the workroom. Hannah is crying, and Kong is, they're talking about mental health. And they're talking about specifically depression and triggers, and how depression can really impact just the way that you function on a day-to-day basis. And it's always a work in progress. It's never just a it's never just a quick fix. Yeah, this really hit home for me because I'll be honest, I've had a bit of a revelation in the last 7 days. I think I need to start going to therapy because I've lived a very tumultuous life, and I've always been very proud of trooping on my own and getting through stuff on my own and, just functioning very, very good or whatever. And this week I've absolutely shut down, and it's reminding me of when I had a nervous, like a proper nervous breakdown. A few years ago. So I'll be honest, when I watched this episode, I was getting a little bit teary because I'm like, yeah, this is really relevant to me right now.
Yeah, it was a good conversation.
I guess it comes back to just, it's good that people are talking about it because for so long people just didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting. I called my GP today, and I was like, hey, I want to come down because I just want to talk about mental health stuff. And the receptionist was like, yeah, that's cool. Well, I can book you in at 2 o'clock tomorrow if that's good. That good with you? Like, it was just a normal conversation. It was literally as simple as me calling to say, hey, I need to get it. I just want to book in to get a flu shot or something.
Yeah. That's a good thing. It's how it should be.
And I think if anything, mental health is becoming more of an issue than what it you I mean, I'm not saying I think I don't know if it's becoming more of an issue just with the progression of social media and the openness to getting attacked, and yeah, just getting attacked by other people. I don't know if it's actually made the mental health issue worse, or if it's more so it's always been the same level of intensity, but more people are actually feeling more comfortable talking about it because it's being encouraged. What do you reckon?
I reckon to some degree these days I think it is just something that people talk about more and more now. But I do think I think the pandemic has actually helped that a bit. It's like a lot of people I think are just not settling anymore. It's like most people aren't staying in the same jobs anymore. They're all kind of going like, I'm not happy, and like they're just not accepting that now, which I think it's, but yeah, I guess to some degree the world is just progressing with that stuff.
I think the pandemic has got a lot to do with it too. I think I've often felt, and I won't harp on about it for too long because, you know, we need to get into, you know, some gay shit. But I have felt it's funny. I think the last few months I felt very alone, and I'm not alone because I've got a wonderful husband who, like actually when we were at Bianca Del Rio the other day, I was talking to my super best friend Lauren, and I actually got embarrassed because I was crying talking to her about it. And I just said, I'm like, I feel like, yeah, I think this is what mental health does to people. I don't know if I have clinical depression, but I'll be frank, I'm starting to think maybe I do. Because I sat there talking to Lauren and I said, I feel like, I said, you know, I just told Adrian how I was feeling and how awful I feel and how alone I feel. And Adrian's been so good about it that it makes me feel like I'm holding him back. And then I drew a comparison where I said, I feel like I'm married to Mickey Mouse and I'm Cartman because I just don't feel good enough and I feel like shit and blah, blah, blah. And we both laughed, but you know, but yeah, I mean, I'm becoming a bit more aware of, I think for me, I've always been, yeah, I was born deformed. And I didn't know how to talk for the first years of my life, and I had to hide this disability and deformity from everybody. And I got bullied at school, and I never had friends until I was older. And my dad was very abusive psychologically and physically. And, you know, I couldn't go on and do my music studies because of him. And then I kind of grew up with fear and working in a job that I absolutely hated and not achieving my dreams, or not at least even trying my dreams for much later because I was so terrified of him and I had to support my family. And, you know, my family actually hate me and I don't know if it's ever going to get better. And, you know, I was in a heap of heap of, you know, abusive relationships, and then I had a nervous breakdown, you know, 6 years ago, but I've kind of moved on. But, you know, I still don't quite feel warm with people and blah, blah, blah. But overall, I'm pretty good. And I was pretty proud of that. You know, just kind of like, I know that's a lot to rattle off. That's me kind of trying to condense 34 years of my life in a minute and a half. But I think, you know, as I've always had people go, oh, but you're so, like I've had so many people say, oh, you're so inspirational and so this and so that. And I think that's where I've kind of taken away and kind of gone, yeah, despite all of that, I don't have depression and I don't have this and I don't have that and whatever. Like, I've always acknowledged I have like panic attacks and anxiety and things, but I'm like, well, it doesn't prevent me from doing everyday things or whatever. But, you know, this week, the last 7 days, I've just really, really struggled. And it's been a daily thing where I've said to Adrian, where I'm like, mate, I think I actually need to deal with this shit and not just be like, yeah, I've had all this stuff happen to me and what?
I mean, yeah, maybe it's just caught up with you now. Who knows? It's like either, you do have depression now, maybe. I don't know. It's like no one knows if you're born with depression or if like you can just get it later. Like,
I don't think
there's any evidence with that stuff.
I think it's reaction, and I think I've been raised in a certain way that you push people away when you know, something traumatic happens, or I don't know, but I think there's definitely issues. Like, it's a hard thing to articulate. Like, I know there's certain things about my personality that have not always been there. Like, I tell people all the time, like, you know, when I was a child, I was very quiet. I didn't talk to anybody, very sensitive. And, you know, and people kind of go, oh, well, so much has changed. But I don't think it has. I still keep, I would say that I'm more of an introvert than what I am an extrovert. But I said to Adrian, I had this massive breakdown last week where I said to him, like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to see certain people because I feel like when I'm at a party or when I'm at a dinner, like if I'm at dinner with people, if I'm hanging out with friends or whatever, unless it's my immediate circle, like, I feel like I'm always having to perform because that's what people expect. So I'm always having to crack jokes and always having to do this stuff. And like, and I feel like that's the expectation, but I'm just fucking exhausted. And so it makes me wonder if potentially that's a bit of a cover up. But, you know, who knows? But what I'm getting at,
like
whether or not I leave this in the podcast or not, who fucking knows? But when they were talking about this at the beginning of the episode, and Kong was like, yeah, I think the way that I reacted, I'm not apologizing for, you know, what I did as such, but I'm apologizing for the way that I responded. And then Hannah was like, yeah, sometimes I just feel like I can't get out of bed, and she's sobbing. I was like, fuck, this has been me for a while. Where I just feel very, and the thing that got me last week, Daniel Johns did an interview. He's been doing this. Oh, yeah.
I think I saw an article on that.
Yeah. And, actually one of my favorite lyrics of all time, has been from the song Across the Night from Silverchair's Diorama album. And one of the lyrics is, I don't want to be lonely. I just want to be alone. And I said to Adrian, I'm like, that sums up how I've been feeling for a very long time so perfectly. Where I just get very overwhelmed. Like I said to Adrian, I'm like, I feel like every room I walk into, I always unintentionally become, you know, the center of attention, and people just, you know, throw themselves all over me and wanting to hug me and touch me and be involved. And I'm like, and it's just really uncomfortable. And I'm like, and sometimes I can just do it and it's fine. But lately it's becoming more of a chore just to be social with people.
Yeah.
It's really fucking with me. I just feel like it's become more of a coping mechanism.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
But yeah. Anyway.
It's probably like... Yeah, it's probably just like your way of handling it. You probably used to be able to handle it a certain way, but you're just getting to a point where you're sick of it.
Yeah, like I like it in a way because I know that it sounds really stupid and it's going to sound like the people that hate me, they're going to roll their eyes and go, well, I hate you. But I know I'm very likable. I know people find it hard not to like me. To be honest, the people that don't like me, they're the people that have pissed me off. And I've told them. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like everyone's looking at me and I don't want people to look at me, but I don't want to be completely isolated either. Like, I feel there's certain people in my life that are just really excluding me, particularly my family. They're just excluding me because I tried to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
And then that just makes me feel like shit. You know, it's like that whole thing of like, it just reminds me of when I was at school and it's like, oh, you can't play with us.
Yeah.
It's a really hard, conflicting feeling. But again, as much as it was actually quite difficult to hear them talking about it. I think just because I was having a really down week. But again, it's uncomfortable. But people have got to talk because otherwise you end up like me, just feeling like you can't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really good to be honest about that stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I think I'm pretty forward. I think I'm pretty forward, but I think the thing I struggle with is when people don't understand or don't believe what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah. Like, I still remember one thing. I don't know. It's a really hard thing to, it's very complicated, but I still remember like at my wedding, Adrian's dad got up and did a speech and he was like, you know, Melanie's always so bubbly. And I remember just that description, just me thinking, I'm not bubbly. I'm terrible. I'm absolutely terrible. What do you mean bubbly? I'm so like, I just couldn't understand. I don't understand that description at all because it's not how I see myself. And so then I just get frustrated because I'm just like, you don't even see me. And that's not the truth. He probably does just genuinely think I'm bubbly. But I was just like, fuck, I really just, ugh. Yeah, I don't know. It's, yeah, it's very, we can take this offline. It's been really gross. But yeah, before we move on and actually start properly talking about the episode, I am glad that other people, it makes me not feel as alone. I still feel alone, but I don't feel as alone. I've got some company and feeling that aloneness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it can be, yeah, I feel like too, it can be very normalized to like try and only be funny or be a fun energy around certain people. So it's nice to see like people like this on a TV show showing, yeah, actually talking about real stuff like that.
I'm seeing a GP tomorrow to see if they can refer me to someone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth doing. Yeah, see what they say. I feel like they're probably if they're recommending someone with with Medicare cover, they'll probably say a psychologist, but
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't want to
yeah.
skip to a psychiatrist. I don't want to be taking meds unless.
I don't see a psychiatrist.
No, I just want to see a
They
psychologist. I just want to talk this out.
psychiatrists don't talk.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like psychiatrists are like, I feel like
They just fence.
my psychiatrist appointment is like a professional appointment for me. I'm always like, this is what my stuff is. I'm stable. Thanks. Here's my script.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I don't want that. I just
Yeah.
want to talk.
Yes, I yeah.
I
It's
just need
someone
to
that you can
know
actually
if I'm.
talk with, yeah.
Yeah, I just need to talk this shit out.
Yeah, I feel like psychotherapists are probably the best. I reckon they're the best, but yeah, you can't really get Medicare cover. That's the only thing.
Yeah. I'll see how I go. But
Yeah.
anyway, back to the episode. Remember RuPaul comes in a fucking ugly suit. Jesus Christ, hurt my eyes.
Eyesore suit.
Eyesore suit. He delivers a challenge. He says that everyone needs to do an ad campaign where this time around, it's a much better topic than the yeast spread. This is a, it's a commercial where it's like a tourism commercial where they need to advertise their hometown.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good thing.
You would have sucked at this challenge, Sean.
I could advertise Kings Langley to the nail.
But it's an Australian city. You're not Australian.
I mean, is Kings Langley that Australian anyway? What even is Kings Langley? I could do whatever the hell I want.
Would you just talk about Blacktown?
That's not a thing. I mean, yeah. I mean, Kings Langley isn't really in Blacktown either, though. It's like...
Yeah, it's sort of off the side.
I'd probably just pick somewhere else. Or I'd pick the hills.
The hills! Oh my God, so much. Yeah.
I grew up... Kings
Langley
went to school.
Is in the hills, right? Yeah.
It's on the cusp. It's technically on the cusp. Yep. It's Blacktown Council, but like... Yeah. But I mean, I went to high school in the hills anyway, so...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you talk about the hills for sure. I'd obviously talk about Livo.
I'd probably do a big thing of walking through Castle Town, like, or walking through a shopping center with a Boost Juice.
Yeah.
Boost Juice a bag and be like, and yeah, bags of shopping and be like, we're just going to go to Greater Union.
That's it. The amount of times I was at the hills and I would get my Boost Juice and then I would go to the Maya and then
boost.
off to the theater. Yep, and get a stir crazy from the piazza.
Oh, yeah, the stir crazy. Oh, that one was so good.
Mm-hmm. Stir crazy. I miss stir crazy. If I was to do Liverpool, which is my hometown, I would have the backdrop as this. I don't know if I've shown you before, but they've got this. It's like a water fountain. Yeah, it's a water fountain that.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ugly. That as the backdrop, and I would have charcoal chicken.
Oh, nice!
In my hand. What else is from Liverpool? Probably thongs and yeah.
You gotta be thongs.
Yep, thongs for sure.
Flip flops if you're in another country.
Yep, with a syringe sticking out of my neck.
Yep. A ciggy.
Ciggy, yep.
Ciggy in the ear, ciggy in the mouth.
Yep, kebab could be good too.
Actually, sorry, not ciggies. You would have Rolos. You have Rollies. And then you'd be asking someone if they have a spare ciggy.
Yeah.
Can you swap one of my Rollies for a ciggy?
Yes. 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 That's it.
Yeah. Basically, if you've seen the Siggy Butt Brain, I think.
Oh, Siggy Butt Brain. Oh, my God. It's so gross.
Those videos sum it up. Or Howzo's, I guess.
International listeners, YouTube Siggy Butt Brain. So I think it's Siggy as in CIGIBUTT. So B for Bravo, U for Umbrella, double T for Tango, Siggy, Butt, Brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is my hometown. Those videos.
I guess Howzo's as well. Howzo's is another good example.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Liverpool's gross. Yeah, sorry to anyone that's from Liverpool and still loves it. Look, there are nice parts of Liverpool, like...
They're doing it up now.
Huh?
They're doing it up now. I mean, they've got a... Yeah, the Western Sydney campus there is actually very good.
They're getting a lot of... Denham Court has always been... Like, growing up, if you lived in Denham Court, you were a millionaire. Like, legit. Yeah. Like, Denham Court is just, like, rolling hills and mansions and shit. Where else? I mean, Hoxton Park was all fairly rural. I was in Lanier. Pretty Darrow. Yeah, gross. I actually Googled an image of my old house and I was like, oh my God, this is disgusting. I'm gonna send you the address later. It's you Google this address, it is revolting. It's crazy. You'll see why. But yeah, so the queens are sort of working through their process.
Yeah.
Who do you think was gonna win?
As they were working, I think like when RuPaul was talking to them and stuff, I probably had the strongest expectation for Spanky.
Yeah, I was thinking the same actually.
She just altogether had the best ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, I guess otherwise I'd probably think Anaconda.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Seasoned professional over here.
Yeah.
Who did you have concerns for?
Probably Beverly and Molly.
Yeah. I think the idea, like,
But I guess with Beverly, they're just honing in on the whole her not being her authentic self stuff. So, I mean, yeah.
I mean, we'll talk. I felt bad. I feel bad for her because
I actually do too.
my answer to that, she's 21 years old.
Yeah, I think Spanky hit
Yeah.
that nail at some point in the episode. She was like, I mean, you don't know who you are yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know who I was at 21. I had no
No,
idea.
I didn't know who the fuck I was until I was 28 years old.
Yeah, same too, I think. I think I was only discovering myself maybe 28, around 28, yeah.
I think your whole 20s, you think you know who you are, but you don't. You're still trying to, like, you're still on your L
Yeah.
plates. You're trying to learn how to drive the vehicle. And
Yeah,
then you get.
you're faking it most of the way until you actually start to realize who you are.
Yeah. And then you get to 27, 28 years old, and you're like, oh, fuck. I think I'm actually this thing. And
Yeah.
I think this is where you're finding now, like, this is a bit of a tangent, and I'll promise it'll be 1 minute flat. I think this is where you're finding, you know, like my mum, for example, she got married when she was 25 and she was seen as, like, in inverted commas, the older girl that got married. And she had kids when she was 26. And she was like, I don't want to have kids any, like, I don't want to be having kids in my 30s. Like, that was like a real taboo thing. Where now I got married when I met Adrian when I was 28. We got married when I was 32. And I'm 34, and we're still, like, you know, someone asked me the other day, like, when are you looking at having kids? And I'm like, it's not something on our brain at the moment. I mean, we're not going to wait years and years and years, but yeah, like, and that's not abnormal. Like, that's pretty common. Like, all of our friends, they're getting married, you know, 31, 32, 33. 34, 35, 36, even, you know, it's not uncommon for that to happen. You know what I mean? And so many people like going to uni still because they change their mind about what they want to do
Yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, or they start studying again later.
Yeah, like
Went
Adrian
back
at the
to
moment.
uni.
Yeah, like Adrian's got, like, doing uni again at the moment. He left uni years ago. Admittedly, he's doing it for his job, but yeah, like it's pretty common. I didn't start my business till I was 29.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that's just what happens, you know? I think now it's there's more of a focus on people actually growing as opposed to trapping yourself into what you think you're meant to do. I think there's still, like, I still know some people that are still trapped in that with, like, well, I think I should be doing this thing. So I'm just going to follow this, and you can see it. Like, you can see it from the outside, but it is more of a rarer exception. And I think, to be honest, a lot of those people, they come from families where it's the family sort of pushing and dictated the way that they need to go, you
Yeah.
know? But yeah, it's just, I mean, she's 21. Give her a break. She doesn't know. Yeah, she might have, you know, fucked a few people, but, you know, that's not really life ex I mean, that's a portion of life experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we need to give her a break a bit with that, especially with that stuff, especially.
Yeah. We get to the, this is interesting. We get to the green screen stuff. And this stuff I always find really fascinating with Drag Race episodes because you can never quite tell if it's going to be good or bad.
Yeah, that's it's so hard to tell like what how it's gonna be edited, how it's gonna
I
be in the
want
finished product.
to know. I want to know if, I want to know when they do these commercials, do the queens actually sit with the editors and tell them exactly how they want it edited? Or do the editors just take the shit and run? Or is it a bit of both?
Yeah, I've always wondered.
I reckon it would have to be a bit of both.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I reckon off screen they'd be like, okay, now this is how I want it edited. And then, you know, the editors may potentially throw them under the bus, maybe.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
I mean, I've never heard of them being like, they didn't edit it the way I wanted to or anything in like eliminate post eliminated interviews or anything like that. So I
Yeah,
don't
I've not
know.
heard that either.
They never really talk about, I don't think they ever really talk that much about that side of it, unless I just haven't watched that stuff.
Straight up in this rehearse, straight up, Spanky's, I'm like, oh, this is really funny. When she did like the little rehearsal,
Yeah. Becky's was funny.
she's a fucking crack up. I don't care if she wins. If she wins, fucking you work. You better work. Her and Hannah are like my favorites. They're just so good. Spanky just gets it. Like she's trash, but like that's kind of who Spanky is, you know? So who cares?
Yeah, and I love it.
When she's like, oh, how do you get to this? When when Michelle's like, okay, so how are you gonna get this aggression? And she's like, I don't know, they'll accidentally punch me in the boob. And Michelle's like, no. So stupid. I when they get to like I don't want to harp on too long, otherwise we're going to be talking for 28 hours.
Yeah.
But when they get to Hannah Conda doing her bit, all I can think is, I'm like, this is like some Peter Jackson-esque shit.
It did feel like that. Yeah.
It was meets, it was seriously, it was meets Peter Jackson. That's what this was.
It was a little bit like fairy tale-esque.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like she was like, yeah. Yeah, it was all, like she's taking us to another world.
It was crazy. And the only other thing, I think I knew straight away who was going to be in the bottom by the end of this sort of when they had Beverly Kills and Beverly Kills goes, hi, I am Bindi Irwin's lesbian sister after a sugar daddy. I'm like, okay, well, instantly that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And Michelle questioned her about it. And then Bev gave an excuse. And Michelle's like, okay. I was like, okay, you're in the bottom, mate. I'll see you at
Yeah.
the reunion or on Instagram or wherever.
It was one of those like, yeah, I had a feeling she might be in the bottom. The only thing that came across well was that like she was prepared and all that. So I was like, I don't know, maybe it'll be edited well, but
Who
yeah. It
knows?
was, yeah. It
Yeah.
wasn't looking good. It was looking like the bottom. Yeah, I didn't have the greatest feelings for her and Molly. I just wasn't too sure about Queen Kong's.
Molly's was just dirty.
Yeah, Molly's I just kind of assumed they wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it didn't really seem like she was making you want to go to Newcastle. But I mean, I don't know. Does
Yeah.
sound like, yet again, it does sound like Newcastle. Not that I spend that much time there. I've only actually gone out there once, but it was messy when I went there, so.
I've only been there a couple of times. I just remember it having a beach and being like, oh my God, this is where Daniel Johns lives. Maybe this is where I'll bump into him and he'll fall in love with me. This is when I was like, 14, obviously. Not now. I respect, if I saw Daniel Johns, I'd be like, oh, fuck, that's Daniel Johns. And I'll just avert my gaze and not talk to him. Because, I respect his privacy.
Or maybe you could just walk in a straight line.
Oh my God.
Get it?
Yes, I get it. It's a Silverchair song, straight lines. Yeah. God, I could.
Walk in a straight line across the night.
Oh my God. If you continue with these really bad Silverchair jokes, I'm just going to continue doing the podcast without you.
While looking over the beach at the greatest view.
Did you? Oh, you missed my Silverchair joke.
I did, didn't I?
I said,
Without me. Wait.
without you.
Yeah, without you.
Oh, mate, you're a freak.
Yeah, I caught that view. Freak.
Oh, gosh.
I only know so many Silverchair songs.
I know all of them.
I haven't even done the one song I play of theirs. I haven't even quoted
After all
that.
these years.
After all these years, I still haven't quoted that song. Well, there we go, got it in.
That song actually got us talking. That started our friendship, that song. Because I turned to you and said, oh my God, I love Silverchair. And you're like, yeah, that's the only song I play. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was probably the only song of theirs I knew except for The Greatest View.
Oh, because I remember you saying that you loved the Diorama album.
Yeah.
And then I probably raved on and on and on and on and on and said, how it's my favorite album of all time. And then you probably just nodded and went, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I think I just really loved that song growing up. And then it was like one of the first songs I tried to learn by ear, I think.
Yeah, I learned Love Your Life by ear on piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so
Oh,
good.
that album. Yeah, that takes me places. We get to the runway and Rue is getting better with her looks. I don't know what the fuck is going on with her looks on this season of Down Under or just Drag Race in general.
Yeah, I was thinking at the moment this one came out, I was like, okay, finally it's a little better.
Finally, it's a little better.
Maybe she spent an extra $10 on this one. No.
It's my favorite color combination. I do. Okay. I love the
Actually
dress.
liked it.
I love the dress, but I hate the wig.
Actually didn't mind the dress and the wig, but what I noticed was like, did you notice her? It looks like she has three boobs, or like she's got like
Yes,
her
I think it's,
breast.
yeah, I think it's the light, but also obviously because she's got prosthetic boobs, it's not quite, and
The
I
way
actually,
they it looks like it's like one tube, like I don't know, it's like a
yeah.
whole boob the whole way.
You know what I
That's
think
weird.
it is? I think because one, it's off, it's like one shoulder.
Oh yeah, that
They've
is a
really
point.
had to strap the other one in, but also because the stripes change directions, it makes the boob look long.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. They
I
could have
think
just
that's
done
what it
that.
is.
That
Yeah.
could
So
be
it's
it.
not the best choice. I think that's why. Because the stripe, because you're following the stripe naturally, your eye will naturally follow lines. So I think because they change direction, it's making the one on her right, our on her right. No, it's making her left boob, our right boob, boob stage left. Yes, boob
Yeah.
stage left. It's making it look very long for some reason. And that reason I have provided to you. Is that satisfactory?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Hate the wig. I just want a black wig. I don't want this mum cut. What are you doing?
Oh yeah, I get what you mean. The style of it. I actually like that wig. I like that color. It's just the style of it is like the going up thingy that is quite mum.
Oh, hey, mum. Yeah, just stop. I know your mum a ruin, whatever, but like, fuck.
Do you have to be that much of a mum room?
Jesus Christ. Can I just say, Reese looks so cute in this episode.
Yeah.
I love this color on him. He looks so cute.
He
And
looks good.
Michelle looks beautiful. I'm not even gonna be, I don't even know if I want to acknowledge Michelle anymore because I feel like she's just getting more and more beautiful as
Yeah,
the
she
days
kind of
go
always
by.
does really well these days.
Yeah, it's pissing me off.
Yeah, although I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what this fuck yeah thing's about, but
I think it's a pretty Aussie thing to say fuck yeah.
she's saying it a lot though.
She is saying it a lot. Yeah.
Like, is she trying to be in with the young people or something? Like, what's
Maybe she's just
happening?
trying to embrace the Aussie. Like the
Like,
term
that's
fuck
what the kids
yeah.
do.
The term fuck yeah isn't Australian, obviously, but I mean, it is kind of part of our culture that we say fuck. But not everybody, though. I say fuck yeah. I know all of our friends, a lot of our friends say fuck yeah, and you don't bat an eye at it. I don't know. It's the same as, like, McDonald's. It is very Aussie in a way. Not McDonald's itself, but the tradition of going to Macca's to get something is very Aussie. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Macca's ran.
All right. Theme for this runway is swimsuits.
Yeah,
Okay.
I thought immediately shit theme, but
It is a
okay.
shit theme. It's a really shit theme. What were your favorites? What were your worsts? I'm not going to harp on about this shitty theme for too much longer. Can I just say Queen Kong's thighs look gorgeous?
Oh yeah, stunning.
Yeah, her shape in this episode. Oh! Anyway, yeah, sorry.
Mean, Queen Kong is just stunning in and out of
Yeah, it's
drag. I'm like,
stupid.
oh.
She's gorgeous. Okay, top bottom looks, tell me now.
Like, did I even like any of them?
Okay.
No, I did like some of them.
That's okay, you've only had a
Spanky,
couple.
I mean, I'm not Spanky. Hannah. Probably Hannah, I guess, is the top. It was funny.
I actually loved Molly Poppins because it is a very Australian reference. Meter maids in Gold Coast, that's what they wear.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And on the flip side, Bev's was the worst. She also did a meter maid from the Gold Coast and it was shit. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
But
mean, Molly's was smart because, like, like, if you didn't get the reference, like, you could just think she's doing a pageant queen that's also someone that hands out tickets.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now we get to the actually watching the videos. Queen Kong's, we'll just do a very brief synopsis of each video, I think. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Queen Kong's was very interesting. She didn't actually do a physical location. She did, like, I guess your inner saboteur. That's the location. It took me a minute to figure it out, though.
I thought the ending line was funny, but
Yeah.
yeah, I liked the little like, come please. Yeah, just the please.
Yeah.
Please, but
I think it was an
yeah.
interesting concept, but to be honest, I think there wasn't enough time to explore it.
Yeah, it just didn't quite land right. But it was, yeah, the idea was, I feel like the idea was good, it just didn't quite land right.
Yeah, agree. I just don't think they had enough time to deliver the jokes. you know.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time in that ad
Yeah, it
space.
was kind of like, okay, what jokes can we cram into this? And those jokes weren't amazing anyway. But I think I liked the idea. It was a good blue. It was a good blueprint.
Yeah.
All right, who was the next one? I think that was Spanky, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
gold.
She did Palmerston. I've never been to New Zealand, so it's hard for me to tell if it was exact to
Oh,
what
who cares? That was
that township is.
hilarious.
But me being an Aussie, knowing like because you know, Aussies and Kiwis, we kind of, you know, rag on each other all the time. They're the stereotypes that I know for somebody that hasn't been to New Zealand. And it
Yeah.
was hysterical. I thought it was perfect.
It was gold.
I loved it so much. The
Yeah.
fucking riding the sheep home. So good.
Yeah, that was just like, yeah, it was just solid laughs, like bang, 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 the whole way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she, and it just, it kept up the whole, it kept up such a good energy the
Yeah.
whole way, and then just that fuck yeah at the end.
Yeah.
That was a good juice of fuck yeah.
Yeah. Molly Poppins does Newcastle. I learned nothing about Newcastle.
Yeah, I didn't think it was amazing.
No, and
I
also
actually thought this was gonna be bottom two.
me too. And the thing I didn't like either, she used an American accent.
Yes, I clocked that at the beginning as well. Like, I don't, she didn't do it as much the rest of the way, but yeah, she did it in the
Yeah.
beginning and
But she's
was
like,
like,
hold back.
why?
She's like, hold back my hair. I'm like, you are Australian, and if you are from New Zealand, not, oh my God, not from New Zealand. I'll try that again.
Newcastle.
You're from Newcastle, which is a regional area, technically. So it's a regional seaside town.
If you know people from like Newcastle on the Central Coast as well, it's a very different accent to
Yes.
that. Like, yeah.
I learned nothing about this place.
It's a very particular accent. You could actually be very, you could make something very funny out of it. A
Yeah.
Newcastle Central Coast stereotyped accent if you honed in on it.
Yeah, Molly Poppins just, she's done this a couple of times where she's flipped into an American accent. I'm like, we're in Australia.
Yeah, I think she has a tendency to do it.
Yeah, don't do it. We're in Australia. Stick to Australia.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a ner maybe it's a nervous habit. I don't know. Who knows?
Who fucking knows? Now, yeah, I didn't like it. Who was the next one?
Anaconda
Hannah Condot.
was gold too.
She won.
Yeah.
She, her ad, you could, except for obviously the slur, except for obviously the dirty jokes and half naked men, you could use that as an ad campaign for Perth.
Yeah.
It was all the stuff I need to know. All the stuff I need to know. Black Swan, yes. Because did you know that the Black Swan is native to Perth? Did you know that?
At some point, this has been mentioned.
It's the
Yes.
only place that you can find a black swan. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was smart to reference it.
Yeah. Well, it's a no-brainer. That's what I would have thought straight away. I'm like, oh, okay, black swans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and it was, yeah. And she was the only one that used special effects.
Yeah, and she kind of covered like a lots of areas as well, even then like she went from another location to then the beach and stuff, so she like yeah.
Yeah, and that, I think she
Like
met the challenge.
it was an actual tourism ad.
Yes, she actually met the challenge. Like, because a tourism ad, you've only got what, 45 seconds to cram in all of the stuff that people would want to see if they were to come to your town, your city, your country, whatever. You need to cram all of that stuff into that commercial. And
Yeah.
to me, that's what the challenge was. It wasn't just puking and, you know, pissing on people and whatever. This made me want to go to Perth. I've never been to Perth, by the way.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I actually would like to go just because I don't know what's there.
Kind of same. I don't know if I can be bothered.
Okay.
It's a bit that.
All right, cool. Hates Australia. Hear that first? Hates Australia. Well, I mean, you haven't heard it here first. It's been a rumor that's been going around for a while on this podcast. He hates his own country. I don't even think he's Australian.
I go to Melbourne sometimes.
Okay. I love Melbourne. I also love the Northern Territory.
Actually, well, I want to go to Queensland again at some point
I
too.
also love Queensland.
Haven't
I
been in a
also love
while.
South Australia. To sum it up.
South Australia, I actually do want to go to.
Oh yeah, we should go
Why?
to South Australia. They've got a mad zoo there. They've got the best zoo. So pretty.
You've never talked about it before.
Me?
You have.
I have. They've got pandas there.
I know.
I
We
told you
talked
that.
about this on a previous
Yeah, I
episode.
told you that in the first episode. You're like, oh, I didn't know they had pandas there. And you're like, oh, but then again, I hate Australia, so I'm not Australian. I'm like, okay. City churches, Adelaide. I'm pretty sure they have the most churches in Australia or something. Anyway, we get to the next ad. And she acted it. This is Beverly Hills ad for the Gold
Yeah.
Coast. What do you think of when you think of the Gold Coast? You've been to the Gold
I
Coast,
think
right?
of the thing, I think of the beach, casinos, theme parks,
Yeah.
Daintree Forest,
Meter
maybe.
Maids, lots of sex shops. There are sex shops on every corner in the Gold Coast. You go to Surfers Paradise, and there is a sex shop on every corner.
That's the part of it I didn't, yeah. I should go there again now because I didn't actually experience the place properly.
It is
Because
legit a
I went
party
as a kid.
city.
I went as a kid, but
Yeah.
yeah.
If you want to go somewhere to relax, but also just like,
Party City.
yeah, that's where you go. You go to the Gold Coast. That's why
She
the
was smart
international.
with the Party City reference. That was smart. I thought that, but
I didn't
even though
like
she is
it.
ref she's referencing a Drag Race again, which is kind of like,
Yeah,
I
this is the
don't know.
thing. This is the thing. Yeah, it worked, but it would have worked if it hadn't been used before.
Also, well, when we come back to it, but also I was thinking that with Molly's as well, with the whole using a Schitt's Creek joke. I was like, I don't know.
What one was that?
This is the city where I currently am.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah,
that's right.
that's more a rose.
Yeah, get your own material. Don't
Yeah.
steal jokes.
It's like,
It's pop. Don't
I
steal
don't know if
jokes,
it's funny.
mate. Don't steal jokes. It's gross.
Yeah.
When I think of, yeah, I don't think of being, look, being stung by a blue bottle is a very Australian thing. I've never been stung, but I know growing up, if you see a blue bottle, don't like get away from it because the sting is terrible.
I've been stung by one. It is horrible.
Yeah. I'm annoyed that
Don't
we've
think we
come
didn't pee on it though, but
I'm annoyed that we've come back to urination again. This happened last season as well. Like, and it happened in an earlier
Yeah.
challenge.
And
What
we're
is
falling on a
it?
Friends reference here, which is like,
What is it about
Yeah.
urination? Like, I don't get it.
It's like, and yeah, Friends did a big thing out of the whole bit peeing
Oh, we
when you
don't
get
talk
stung
about
by a
Friends. We
jelly.
don't talk about Friends. Friends is gross. Friends is stupid. If you watch Friends, oh.
I think it's good, but I mean, like the joke had its time and it had its run.
I
It's
hate
done.
Friends. My
Yeah.
ex tried getting me into Friends, and I'm just like, okay.
It's a very dated show now anyway,
Oh,
but
stupid.
it's but like yeah, they did the thing with the whole being stung by a jellyfish. Someone had to pee on it. Oh, it's funny. Like, and it was funny in that episode, but then like. When you redo the same joke, it again
Yeah.
loses its thing. If someone's
Yeah.
done it, it loses its thing.
We get to the end of watching the videos, and RuPaul asks, "All right, who's going home?" everyone says Bev except for Bev, who says that Queen Kong should go home.
Yeah, she picked Queen Kong. Yeah.
It makes sense because she hasn't, like, because Queen Kong hasn't won as many challenges as the other queens, I guess. Or except for maybe Molly Poppins.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, she'd only won one challenge.
I think she picked Queen Kong because she felt attacked by Queen Kong.
Yeah.
I actually felt for...
I think she said because she's also had bad critiques consistently or something like that. I was like, okay, I guess that's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gotta choose some angle.
We get into the Untucked, and I actually felt for everybody in this scenario. I felt for Bev because Bev was upset. I felt for Hannah because Hannah was trying to fix it and couldn't fix it. I felt for everyone else because they didn't quite know how to respond. Like, it's just one of those situations where it's like, it's almost that thing where it's like, I apologize for how you feel, but you can't really say that. That's not really an apology, but no one's really done anything wrong. It's,
I think,
just
like, Queen Kong and Spanky were very nice in this situation. I think, like, Queen Kong, that's, I think, like, Queen Kong, like, tapped Hannah. She was like, just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spanky handled it the best, I think.
Yeah.
She just knew the right. But you know what? This is the thing. Like, Hannah didn't do anything wrong. No one's actually done anything wrong.
Yeah. Oh, her intentions weren't bad. Yeah. It was just wrong timing.
There's certain times, and look, no one's perfect. Like, there's been situations in my life where
gets things wrong.
Yeah, there's certain situations in my life where I've gotten absolutely frustrated with somebody, and so I've lashed out. Like, I'm thinking of a specific moment right now where I've absolutely, literally stood in front of the person screaming at them because I was so frustrated, you know, and that person did not take it that well. But it's that sort of thing where it's like, the message that I was delivering, it was coming from a good place, but I felt like they weren't listening, you know? So it's like, so I understand where Hannah was trying to make an impact, because sometimes that approach works, but other times it doesn't, it's not like, you can't really control how someone's going to receive information.
It was, plus it was just, I think it was just the wrong timing for where she was going with that.
No one, but I'm not going to say that Bev was crying over nothing, because she's got a right to be upset. Everyone's got a right to be upset.
Yeah, plus I think, it's one of those, like, you can see where both sides are coming from a bit here.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
it's
I think
one of those crappy situations. Yeah. Like, I hate those situations because
I've been on both ends, I think.
Oh, totally. I've been on both ends. When I was younger, I was often on Beverly's end. Now that I'm older, I'm often on Hannah's end. And then if I'm unlucky enough, I'm on Spanky's end. I'm actually more on Spanky's end more than anything else. But I say unlucky because what happens is I get Beverly calling me and having a sook, and then
I'm probably
understanding
Queen Kong
why Hannah did the thing, but I'm having to be really polite.
I'm usually Queen Kong, actually. I think I'm that one that's like, just stop.
Just stop.
Just leave it there.
Just listen.
Yeah.
Just stop.
If it's gone too far now, okay, just leave it.
But, yeah, just leave it.
Yeah.
that's you.
But they're both hard sides to be on. I can definitely see, like, Beverly's side there was like that, like, I don't know, it's coming at her with the whole, like, you need to be more authentic stuff is at that point. When she's in that low place, it's seeming like she's lecturing her in a place that's
like... Yeah, but she doesn't get it. She doesn't get what that is. Because when you're 21 years old, it's not like you walk around going, I don't know who I am. Like, when you're 21 years old, you chop and change views.
Yeah.
Because you don't have all the information yet.
It sounds bad to say too, but it's also like, to some degree, that advice... If you hear that advice too often in a certain way, it's a bit counteractive, because then it's like, what can I do?
Exactly.
Anyway, if I try something out there,
well,
then
what's
it's
myself
seem like
then?
Then it's gonna seem like I'm being fake. But then if I don't say anything, then people are gonna be like, you're too quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, like, what can you do, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, Bev's also got a point. That could potentially be her. I know, like, there's certain people that I know that, and they're their personality is not knowing what they want or not knowing who they are. Like, that's who they are. And I can say that because they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s. There's a few people that I know, which is concerning. But, you know, that is who they are. Just not knowing who they are. And that's okay too, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, I genuinely think it's just because she's 21 years old, mate. She's got a lot of growing to do. Just because you can have a drink at 18, it doesn't mean that you're completely grown. You always chop, you know, life's a journey and then you die.
Plus, I think everyone has different sides to their personalities.
Yeah,
as well.
No one is black and white. And if you're black and white, then that's an issue.
Like, some people might bring it out of them more, some environments might more, or you might just thrive in more different situations.
Yeah. Agree. Everyone handled it the way that they could. Now, anger, frustration. This season,
are we getting to the lip sync song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hannah won, obviously. Congratulations.
Oh, yes. Well done, Hannah.
Yeah, well done. So now it's Banky and Hannah to the neck.
Yeah.
Except Hannah is slightly ahead, but she hasn't lip synced yet.
Oh, I did laugh a little bit, like, just before Hannah's win was announced. Because at the moment they were like, well, first they were like, Molly's safe. And I was like, oh, okay. Bottom two's announced.
But, yeah, I didn't agree with that.
Yeah, I also didn't agree with that. But I thought it should have been Molly and Beverly.
Agree.
But well, I mean, whatever. RuPaul. But I also kind of saw it coming because RuPaul was like, I liked it. The moment RuPaul said, I liked the ad, I was like, Molly's safe. But
yeah, that's annoying. But also maybe RuPaul wanted to see this fucking lip sync.
I think it's that too.
Oh, okay. Look, I'll be honest. I was fucking mad at the song choice. I didn't want it to be this song.
Yeah. Oh, but can I just say first, like, I thought it was really funny. Just before Hannah Connor's win was announced and, like, looking at Hannah's face, how calm she was, I'm like, how is she not already jumping up for joy?
Yeah, I know.
The moment Spanky was safe, I'm like, bitch, you've won. Like, how have Queen Kong and Beverly won?
Yeah, that's
neither
true.
Neither of those two have won. You may as well have been like, thank you, everyone. I want to thank the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just before it. But he, like, took all this time.
Yeah, totally. Queen, oh, my God. This lip sync.
This was minus the terrible song.
Yeah, I'm pissed off at the song. Look, I'm not going to rant about the song again. But, look. It's Down Under. We've listed a heap of fucking Aussie songs.
I mean, I regret saying that, being mad about the Lady Gaga song, because at least that was another song. I'm like, how many times do we need to research RuPaul's old songs?
RuPaul,
that have been
just
used
because
a thousand times
RuPaul,
on the show?
Just because you're married to an Aussie doesn't mean that this song is Aussie by default.
Exactly.
That's not how that works. So what have we had this season? So we're on episode what? This is episode 6.
And we don't exactly want to pay, like, we don't really talk about your husband because, you know, the fracking.
We've had, is this episode 5 or 6? I can't remember.
6.
Okay. So what have we had? We've had a Tina Arena remix. It wasn't even the original song. Two Kylie songs, a Lady Gaga song, this shit, and some other thing that I can't remember.
The Divinals.
Oh, wait. Yes, of course. Sorry. Yes. Which was an amazing choice.
I touched myself. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep. I touched myself. So you're telling me that that's all you can give us? Come on. I'm not going to harp on about it anymore, but fuck's sake. Come on.
There are so many other options.
Yeah. But so this lip sync, I'll take away the fact that it was a stupid song. This lip sync. Oh, my God. I had my hands over my mouth. I mean, it was obvious that Queen Kong was going to win, but fuck, Bev was hanging on.
Oh, yeah. They gave us a show.
Yep. This was Scar hanging on to Simba over the cliff. And Simba's like, no, you're not going to drop me like you did my dad.
I've already seen like a sort of meme video or whatever on this where I think they wrote in the caption, they showed like all the roles next to each other and all that, all the stunts, and they were like, when you're playing Mortal Kombat and all you do is just hit the like the stunt button or something like that.
I don't think Queen Kong wanted to do that. I think it was more so because Bev started getting a bit desperate. Yeah, I said it, desperate, and started doing the flips. And Kong's like, "Oh, bitch, I can do that too."
Yeah.
When
I mean, I
Bev
think they
and
were both,
Kong
but
bumped into
no,
each other, oh my
I
God.
just thought they were both, I mean, it was just a joke, but yeah, I thought it was, but like, yeah, it was, they were clearly both just like, we're just gonna keep doing our best stunts and just keep one-upping each other. I love it.
Yeah, Kong when she did the backflip on one hand, and then what I call the fucking tomahawk, where she jumps, spins in the air, and then rolls on the ground.
Yeah, I
Fuck
love that
off. I
move.
don't even know. I think a tomahawk is a steak, but I'm calling that the tomahawk. It was crazy. Stop it. And I mean, if you're talking about the actual lip sync, Queen Kong looked like she was singing the song.
Yeah.
So even that alone,
Oh, yeah, since Queen Con would win.
yeah. Oh, fuck. I want to see this bitch live.
Yeah, me too. She puts on a good
Oh,
one.
so good. I said to Adrian, I'm like, oh, she's so good. I just wanted to punch me. I'd be okay. If she punched me, I wouldn't say anything. I'm like, thank you so much.
So then
So
again,
obviously Queen Kong won.
yeah.
And that's this week's episode.
Oh yeah, and Beverly left sort of like going for gold, throwing the pen around.
Yeah.
I kind of lived for that. It was funny. I mean, may as well.
Yeah.
Sort of
But you
like it's sort of in line with like how Thor, I think Thorgy's talked about like what all the other queens have talked about when Thorgy left. Apparently she took a bunch of fabric and
know.
bunch of free shit that she's
Yeah.
probably not meant to take, but just took
Yeah.
anyway.
Well, that was a wild lip sync.
Was also actually Beverly on Twitter, she's like posted a photo of a DM she sent to RuPaul saying, "So you think I'm attractive?" It
What?
was something like that.
Why?
Because of what RuPaul was saying in the deliberations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if anything's come of
Why
this
would you
yet.
send someone that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe RuPaul didn't show that when she was on the show with that.
That's gross.
I mean, to be fair, it is weird how RuPaul always calls this stuff out, but
Well, I don't think it's weird. It's just
yeah.
observation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless she
Bev,
was sort
don't
of
be a
offended by
creep.
it. Unless she was sort of offended by it because it's sort of in line with how things were with Pearl in season 7. So I don't know.
Maybe Bev is trying to get a sugar daddy in RuPaul or something.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, good chat, Sean.
Yeah, good chat, Melanie.